103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. One of 3.2 Dublin City FM. Welcome to The Sod Show with Brian Green and Peter Donegan. This show, well, it's almost all about jam. More of that later. We're brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. Yes, coming up later on today's programme, an interview, and it's all about jam. But first, a couple of announcements, and oh yes, later we will be going to Simon and Ruth for an update from the Polytunnel announcements. Our good friends in Cernarta, do you remember what Cernarta stands for? S is for sustainable development, O is for organic growing, N is for nature conservation, A is for appropriate technology, I is for intercultural exchange, or is for reconciliation and inner peace. T is for trading fairly, and E is for education. Cernarta in Laytown have sent us in a couple of announcements. You can too at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook. Sodshow.com are the ways to get in touch with us. But in chronological order, some of the things happening at Cernarta, we can tell you about pumpkin carving with Deirdre Rogers. Create, carve and take home your own pumpkin. That's on Sunday the 27th of October, 12 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's €20 per adult and child. Family discount available. More information at the reception. All very welcome. Places limited, so please book in advance. To book, call 041 982 7572. That's Sunday the 27th of October for pumpkin carving. We did say it was all about jam on today's show, so jam and chutney making. And it's with Katrina Lowney. Capture the taste of the season in a jar. Saturday 2nd of November, 10 to 4 p.m. at Cernarta in Laytown. It's €6 with tea and coffee and scone. All very welcome. Cernarta.ie. You get more details on that. Just before we go to this week's interview with Peter Donegan, I did say it was all about jam, and it is. Let's have a listen to the jam. From the pastoral fields where we ran when we were young. This is a tale from the water meadows, trying to spread some hope into your heart. This mixed with happiness, this mixed with tears of life and death are carried in this dream. That open space you could run for more.
Mixed
The Jam, 80s mod group The Jam, and Tales from the Riverbank reminds me of the River Nanny Riverbank, which runs through or just past Sonarta in Laytown. It's time for interview of the week.
103.2 Dublin City FM and Ireland's best podcast still, I believe so. In my company is
Sean Corrigan, Clark's Fresh Fruit.
Sean, skip the fruit bit for a minute, and the horticulture and the, what we call quasi-agriculture, horticulture, it's kind of is neither or the other, but how difficult is it to make money from taking fruit, squashing it in some format or other, I guess for the minute, putting it into a jar and putting a lid in it and going, there you go. How big a business is it in Ireland?
Okay, it's a growing business. Historically, it was dominated by two primary brands, Fruitfield and Chivers, and they have changed in recent times and they're manufactured off the island. So what has happened over the last, 15 years ago, Fallon, I suppose, gave the lead down from West Cork, and they started the change, and they've been driving that out ever since. We've been on the go for the last 50 years growing fruit, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries and blueberries, and in the last 4-odd years, we've moved into the jam business. And rather than setting up a complete separate manufacturing business, we've gone in collaboration with Fallon, who are professionals in turning fruit into jam, and we're professionals in growing fruit. Put the two together and you have a very successful product.
How big is the farm that is Clark's, that is used to make Clark's Irish jam?
Currently we have 50 acres under Polytunnel. We've a lot more land than that, but the amount dedicated to the growing of fruit is 50 acres. So if you're to come across from the Knoll towards the Mullen and you're to look down, it actually looks like a lake. There's so much plastic out there. So it's a massive operation. And it'll be about 110 people employed over the height of the season. So it's a big piece of work.
When you say under Polytunnel tunnel, so let me backtrack on this, because in my own garden I have about 30, 35 fruiting trees. I have some fruit bushes and I call it the cheater's guide to grow your own. I've said it before, I say it again, you plant a tree, you ignore it. Everybody remembers 1980s Ireland with two oddball shaped looking Bramley cooking trees out the back that you only ever got pruned when you broke a branch in it. Yours is obviously a slight bit more technical.
Absolutely, it's very sophisticated. Pat Clark started off with about 10 rows of strawberries over 50 years ago, and he's moved that along. So at this stage, there's virtually nothing grown in the ground. It's all grown at about a metre off the ground in poly bags, 10 plants to a bag, and they're monitored on virtually on an hourly basis. They have their own feed and water system, computerised. So this is a very professional operation, and our market would primarily be out into the likes of Dunn's, Lidl, Aldi, Superquen. So that's where our soft fruits are going.
In what you refer to that as growing a metre off the ground in the poly bags, that would be strawberries, I guess.
That would be strawberries, and then of course you'd have your cane, raspberry canes in pots and your blackberries in pots as well.
So when you grow them for commercial fruiting, not commercial plant sales purposes, but for commercial fruit picking purposes, you still grow them in pots?
Yeah, all but the strawberries.
Is the reason for that, do you change the canes every year? Do they literally go to the compost heap in the sky?
Well, if I can just focus on strawberries for a minute, which is the one I'm most familiar with, you'll get two crops from a commercial strawberry plant. You'll get the crop, plant now, if we're early enough, 55 to 60 days later, we'll get our first crop. in a year's time, or in about June of next year, we'll get the second crop. At that stage, that unit is discontinued. So they're stripped out, and a new plant will have been put down in its place. So we're constantly planting throughout the season, every 55, well, on a weekly basis, but we crop every 55 to 60 days. So we have to have that level of continuity to satisfy our commercial customers.
I have Simon Kenny, who is a farmer who is gardening with his partner Ruth down in Kildare. They have a polythene tunnel, which is grand. The setup of your polythene tunnel as versus his. Simon had a scenario where he had no ventilation in his polythene tunnels. He had and he hadn't, and then he let a hole in, and then he said it got a bit cold and a bit drafty. In your own, and as I remember it from when I was studying horticulture, the polythene tunnels were about the size of an indoor football pitch, let's say, approximately. And at the end, there was two big, almost vents like you would see in a Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis, yep, at either end to let the draft come and go through. Yep. Is that kind of the setup that we're at?
Something similar, except we vent from the side.
Ah.
So we can bring our polythene up on both sides.
Yes.
And that's what gives us our airflow, critical, yep, airflow. And then, obviously, within that, we also have our bees for pollination. So we'll bring in boxes of bees for pollination as well. So you've a massive industry going on within one tunnel.
Back to me already. I was enjoying my jam scone here at Dublin City FM 103.2. You're listening to The Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Another announcement from Sonarta, and it's the third and last. The food and craft market returns Sunday, 3rd of November, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sonarta Laytown. Admission is free. For my jam and scone.
Still in my company is a gentleman by the name of Sean Corrigan. Sean works with Clark's Irish Jam. Sean, the whole thing of people going back to the days of learning how to crochet and going to the parks and the grow your own to an extent has had a bit of an involvement in that as well. It's kind of a rarity still that I hear people say, oh, I'm preserving fruit, yep, and I'm going to make jam at home. What's the unique selling point on your own jams? Is that a question
to
ask?
Absolutely, and our unique selling point is that we're virtually the only commercial jam business in the country produced from fruit grown on our own farm. We don't use anybody else's fruit. We don't import fruit. We will only use our own fruit. Therefore, we contain our range of jams to the products that we grow. So we have strawberry, raspberry and blackberry. But because of the demand and people's concern with the use of sugar, we've now moved into no added sugar strawberry and no added sugar raspberry. And they have taken off phenomenally from a health point of view.
Explain this to me, though, because I've got a picture in my head when you say that you don't use any external fruit, for want of a better description. Is that a bit like, producing a wine, and when the vineyard runs out, you just don't have any more of that crop? So this year you might get, let's say, hypothetically 5,000 bottles. The next year you might get 4,000 or 2,000 if it's a bad crop. Is that the same way?
Absolutely, and we're prepared to stick with that commitment because we take great pride in the fact that we produce our own fruit. It's been on the go for, as I say, over 50 years. We're not about to change it. The standard, the method of our growing has changed and improved over time, but we're not about to compromise by importing other fruit. We can stand over every jar that we produce to say that was grown in Stamullen. The fruit of that was grown in Stamullen, County Meath.
When I think of jam and fruit, I think of the Father Ted scene with Owen McLove and Dougal, and one of them is eating it with a big, huge spoon straight out of the fridge, out of the pot. Have you a bit about that yourself, or is it a case of, oh God, no, here comes Sean. I can guess what he's got us for Christmas. It looks like two jars. It must be two jars. Is there an element of that, or which way?
Unfortunately, there is, because I have a great pride in the product. I enjoy the product myself, and in fact, we do a three-jar pack for Christmas.
I tell you, that's good. Can I ask you? Do you grow your own fruit at home? Do you trial? Do you do that yourself?
I've done that. I was up to last year, I was a director of GIY Ireland, With Michael Kelly and the national organisation. I set up the DIY Ireland in Balbriggan, and then I was invited onto the board of the national organisation. My work with Clarks now has taken up more and more of my time, so I've stood down from that. I've been involved in setting up the allotments in Balbriggan.
With Katrina
Redmond, a superb lady and an inspirational in the food game. And with my young daughter here, Maeve, we have had our own polytunnel at home, which has now moved up to the allotments. So we grew strawberries, raspberries, and all the vegetables, from potatoes to whatever in the back garden.
So when you're up in the allotments in Balbriggan, do the other people heckle you and go, yeah, look at your man with his perfect looking strawberries and his fancy Dan jam, I bet he just bought a jar and poured it out?
There could be elements of that, but we'll say no more.
If people want to find out more about Clark's Fresh Fruit, how do they get in touch, or how do they find out more, or where can they buy a jar?
Okay, so we're based in Clintstown, Stamullen, County Mead. Our email is clarksfreshfruit.ie. We're available in a large number of stores in the Leinster area, from County Mead. Virtually every Super Value in County Mead has us. JC Savage is here locally, and about... We have moved from 20 stores this time last year to 120 stores stocking our product, our jam product, in the last 12 months.
Can I ask you this? You know, you hear the stories in the paper, and you can choose not to answer this, by the way, but you hear the stories in the paper about people saying about the big chains and the multiples and the whole lot. How does it work on a serious note? If Clark's turn around to a large supermarket and go, in September, with 4 months left to go in the season... Sorry, we're all out of the jam. We've none left because we have to stick to our principle. Is that not a shooting yourself in the foot type thing? Or
absolutely. And when I say that if the occasion does arise that we run out, it hasn't happened yet. And what we're doing, and what Pat Clark is doing, because he's an astute businessman, he makes sure that we put by sufficient fruit in frozen form to carry us through.
So the perfect analogy is the wine market, so to speak.
Yeah. We haven't let it happen. We don't plan for it to happen. But, you know, if we do run out, we stick with our principle.
Excellent. The other thing, you mentioned it in the first half of the show, buying boxes of bees. How does that work? We hear stories of in parts of the United States where bees are being shipped by truck, are being brought by truck to other parts of. How does it work for Clark's?
Yeah, in Clark's we use bees brought in from Holland, and you have to have pollination. The natural method of pollination is by bees. There isn't a ready supply locally, so that's what we do. It's like anything else. It's like for instance, strawberry plants. The home of strawberry plants is Scotland. Historically, jam was a prime product coming out of Scotland. It's like potatoes. Seed potatoes are grown in Donegal. Why? Because the winds move at a minimum 15 miles per hour. It keeps the fly off the potato. That's why we get seed potatoes from Donegal. So you have to go to source for your best raw material.
Are Dutch bees better looking than Irish bees? Is there a reason why the bees won't go near the Nall? Do they not like it up there?
I don't know at all. But it's the commercial production and management.
Excellent. Yep. In the meantime, Sean, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Sean. Clarksirishfruit.ie is where you can get more details and recipes, and some of the fruit is, well, it's on a website, so you can't touch it, but you can almost, because the photography is so nice. Clarksirishfruit.ie. Check out those recipes, and you'll be wanting to check out that fruit. It's absolutely gorgeous. We did try it on the day. We're going to go back to the polytunnel in Kildare and join Simon and Ruth. Simon, Ruth, how's it going?
Hi, Sacho. It's Ruth and Simon here from the polytunnel. Since speaking to you last, we're actually starting to see the fruits of our labour. The tomatoes have actually, they're turning red really quick.
Finally.
Yeah.
We're getting bags and bags of them. I actually had enough to give away the other day, which was quite exciting, and to make sauce and chili, and, you know, things are looking up.
Yeah, we trimmed back a lot of the stems and leaves on the tomato plants, and we did stop watering them maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and it does seem to have force them into finishing off. It's getting colder. I think we stopped watering most of the polytunnel maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and everything is still fine. And it's thrown out lots of stuff. The peppers are great. We got some mint off a friend, and it's great just for making a little mint tea. Just pick off a few leaves and throw it into boiling water. It's refreshing.
We definitely have to keep it in a pot, though, because it is invasive. So if we were to plant it anywhere, give it a few months and the place would be covered in mint. A problem my mother has back in California.
Down on the allotment, things have been going well. We're just, the weeds have pretty much stopped growing. It's still a bit of a mess, but it's producing. We're just going down, pulling up carrots. They did well. We get some spuds when we want them. And the kale and chard and spinach just keeps producing. Pig off a bit. It throws out more. We can barely keep up with it. Preparation for next year. What are we going to do? We're going to dig up the soil and put in we're going to put in horse manure and some farmyard manure that we got off neighbours, and then the soil should be ready for next year.
And we're planning to put a chicken coop up next to the polytunnel and just give them access to come in here, throughout the winter and clean up.
Yeah, clean up and bed down and do their business. So it'll be mutually beneficial. The flowers, deadheading. Tell me more, Root.
Well, I was told to just continuously pluck the dead heads off of all of the flowers and that it would help them to continue flowering. And it has, indeed. So, we have loads and loads of flowers still at this point in the year, just from doing that. And I've been tossing the heads all around, hoping that they'll spring up, next spring.
Yeah, the place is bursting with color. There's a noticeable reduction in the number of bees around, but they're going into hibernation. Do they do that, or do they just die off?
Well, the queen hibernates, and then the rest die off, something like that.
Cool. Anyway, that's the story from Nace. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ruth. Thanks, Simon. Wonderful to get regular updates from your polytunnel. More jams coming up at 4 p.m. on Live Drive here, 103.2. Before we go, just a repeat of some of those announcements, and if you've got any, we want to hear them from you, so send in all your announcements in the gardening horticultural world to @sodshow on Twitter, The Sodshow on Facebook, and sodshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Sonarta have a couple of things on, and in reverse chronological order, they've got a food craft market Sunday, 3rd of November, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. admission free. They have jam and chutney making with Katrina Lowney. Capture the taste of the season in a jar, Saturday, 2nd of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's €60 with tea, coffee, and a scone. Everybody welcome. Sonarta in Laytown. And finally, and most timely in the Halloween season, pumpkin carving with Deirdre Rogers. Create, carve, and take home your own pumpkin. Sunday, 27th of October, 12 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's €20 per adult and child. Everyone welcome. Places are limited, so do please book in advance. Telephone 041-982-7572. With thanks to our sponsors, greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensax.ie. This has been The Sod Show. We're back with you next Friday at 3 p.m. Have a great week. Goodbye, good luck, good listening.